Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Verghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 266. For the last 2 days, we were discussing the SBS of the pharyngeal ducts, usually ignored or not understood well by the medical world. Dr. Hammer very clearly explained this embryologically important organ, its very specific biological conflicts, and the corresponding medical conditions usually misunderstood or misinterpreted by the conventional medicine. Today's topic, on the other hand, is very commonly discussed, but again wrongly, because the conventional medicine totally does not know the psychic component of a human organism and therefore the psychic conflict that causes the so-called diseases. Surface mucosa of the mouth and pharynx is today's biological special program we are going to discuss. By now, I hope all my regular listeners know what is meant by the mouth and pharynx surface mucosa. I shall explain its development, its location, and its functions to start with. We studied already under the heading of the organs controlled from the brainstem, the mouth and pharynx submucosa. This submucosa of the mouth and pharynx is covered with a layer of cells called surface mucosa of the mouth and pharynx, which is embryologically significant and therefore very important in GNM studies. By the very name, you shall remember it as the layer of cells present in the inner surface of the mouth and pharynx, which comes in direct contact with the foods. They are composed of squamous epithelium originated from the embryonic germ layer of ectoderm. Therefore, the tissue of mouth and pharynx surface mucosa is controlled from the cerebral cortex. It was already mentioned earlier that this surface mucosa of the mouth and pharynx does not cover the tonsils, and this knowledge will be of use in the GNM learning. Like all other organs we studied already under the heading of the organs controlled from the cerebral cortex, the surface mucosa of the mouth and pharynx also is controlled from the cerebral cortex, especially the premotor sensory cortex. Since it is not controlled from the brainstem, there is a crossover correlation from the brain to the organ. That means the right half of the surface mucosa of the mouth and pharynx is controlled from the left side of the cortical hemisphere, and the left half of it is controlled from the right side. The control centers in the brain level is located in a medio-fronto-basal aspect of the premotor sensory part of the cerebral cortex. Out of it, the brain relays of the tongue and throat are found in the lateral aspect. We can discuss the topic of mouth and pharynx surface mucosa under three subheadings. 1. Mouth surface mucosa. Number 2. Palate and tongue surface mucosa, and 3. Pharynx and throat surface mucosa. Depending on their locations, their biological conflicts and their related medical conditions are also different slightly. Firstly, let us discuss mouth surface mucosa. When we say mouth surface mucosa, we include that of the lips, gums, palate and anterior 2/3 of the tongue also. The biological conflict linked to the surface mucosa of the mouth, of course, including these tissues, is an oral conflict of either not being able to take something into the mouth or just the opposite, an oral conflict of not being able to get rid of something that is in the mouth or on the tongue. There may develop some confusion in you, especially if you remember the SBS of the submucosa of the mouth and pharynx. Remember well that we are now discussing about the surface mucosa of the mouth and pharynx, and firstly we are talking about the mouth surface mucosa only, but including that of the lips, gums, palate and the anterior 2/3 of the tongue. Whether the conflict is of not being able to take into the mouth or to get rid of something, in both cases the concern is about the food either one desires but is unable or not allowed to take in, as in the case of restricted diet in some diseases like diabetes or one wants to spit out. Here you should very clearly differentiate the conflict of the surface mucosa of the mouth from that of the submucosa of the mouth, especially regarding the food one wants to spit out, linked to the left side of the mouth. In the case of the submucosa of the mouth and pharynx, we learned that the biological conflict is not being able to eliminate a muscle. Remember well that the submucosa is deeper than the surface mucosa, and the submucosa is consisting of intestinal cylinder epithelium derived from the endoderm, and the surface mucosa is the superficial covering composed of squamous epithelium and derived from the ectoderm. The deeper endodermal layer of the mouth is related to the biological conflict of an actual morsel, real or figurative, one wants to expel. But the upper ectodermal layer is related to the contact with the morsel, which one wants to get separated from what is in the mouth, just like the separation conflict in case of the epidermis of the skin, meaning wanting to separate. If a person is not able to get something desirable for him into his mouth, like a cigarette smoke or alcohol, his surface mucosa can be affected. Suppose if a person loses physical contact or fears he will lose it with his lips, as when he is not able or allowed to kiss a loved one or a pet, his lips may be affected with the lip-related contact. Same conflict can occur when one wants to be kissed or when he wants contact with tongue or lips. Similar conflicts can occur in cases of objects like a drinking glass, a straw, eating utensils, dental tools, etc. In a figurative sense, this oral conflict can occur when one is not allowed to say or when one is not able to say something that is on the tip of his tongue. Friends, please wait for understanding very common medical conditions associated with mouth surface mucosa tomorrow. With my best wishes, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese from Kerala, India.